People need advice. Got a couple locked and loaded. Got one by text. We have a Janebo joining us. That's not her real name. No one's ever been called Janebo.
Not to my knowledge.
But not on the harmonizer. This is Janebo. Hi, Janebo.
Hi.
What's going on?
Well, we have a dilemma here.
Okay.
So I'm 56 years old and met a guy at the airport. I was having a KBS before I was flying out to Houston, Texas.
Okay. All right.
And we started talking about free beer and hot wings. And I'm like, no kidding. You listen, are you a fancy idiot? And he was like, no, what's a fancy idiot?
Okay.
So we just had this great connection. And we have been talking over the last 5 months. We live an hour apart. And so he met my English bulldog about a month ago. And he has said several times, he says, I think you have a really unhealthy relationship with your dog. Because my dog,
my dog
doesn't let him get too intimate with me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, your dog gets jealous.
Okay, your dog is protective.
Yeah. Like, he can't even sit on the couch next to me. And my English bulldog is right in between us.
Okay.
And he's like, call free beer and hot wings. They'll tell you your relationship with your dog is not healthy.
Well, I can tell you this. I dated a girl one time that had a dog just like that, that was always, and I hated that dog. I was like, oh my God, could you put the dog in the other room? Like, this is absurd. Like, I always thought that the dog was going to bite me. It was kind of like, it was so protective.
Right.
It was like, okay, I mean, it's cute, and I know you love the dog, but I mean, also, like, I'm here. Could you put the dog somewhere else for a while?
Does he try to put peanut butter the same place you do, and the dog's like, hey, stay out of there.
Yeah. Well, the first time we were intimate, he's like, I can't do this. The dog is watching.
Oh, yeah, I would want the dog. If the dog constantly was agitated that I was trying to be close to this person I'm dating and then was in there when I was going to get the closest, I would be a little concerned.
Yeah,
but come on. I mean, unless your English bulldog is the rare athlete, what's it going to do? Run 3 steps and get exhausted? Right? I mean, come on.
We locked him out of the room.
Okay.
And he about tore the door down.
Okay.
So he sleeps with me. And so this person spent a night with me, which would probably be the last night after that. He's like, I got zero sleep at all. This dog is in the middle. He's snoring.
In the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to say yes.
Those things are like big, heavy bowling balls with tongues.
I'm going to say yes. You do have an unhealthy relationship with the dog.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys were going my way.
You know what?
No, he's causing a rift in your intimacy attempts.
Yeah. Yes.
It was when my wife and I first started dating, she started staying overnight. When I was single, I started allowing the dogs to sleep on the bed. And she was very understanding of that until she got comfortable and said, I really don't like it anymore. And it took me too long to ask them to get down. But in the end, choosing my significant other over my dogs, who are in fact meant to be on the floor, was the right choice. Now, that said, when she had girls weekend a few weeks ago, did the dogs sleep on the bed by me? You bet your ass they did. And were they confused when she came back and they got exiled to the floor? No,
oh, no,
they knew who was the problem. Her. So they resent her.
Janebo, is
no,
this?
Not really.
Do you have to make a choice?
Eight.
Do you have to choose between them?
Well, I told him, I said, we're a package deal. So he's 8 years old and I'm totally committed to my dog.
Oh, and
he's an English bulldog. He's only got days left.
Yeah. I mean, I can hear the respirator wearing down.
How was the
I hope your dog is fine, by the way. If anything happens to your dog now, I'm going to feel so bad.
I don't feel bad because she's laughing because she knows it's true.
How was the intimacy? Was it worth it?
There was a lot of distractions. So.
I bet there was.
Okay. Well, yeah, when you've got a giant meatball tearing your door off, it would be distracting for
Janebo,
all involved.
Do you have a crate for your dog when you're gone?
Oh, no, he's not crated. As a matter of fact, his first 2 years of life, he went to care because I didn't want him to be in a crate all day while I worked. So
I do think you might need to form some new boundaries if you want your relationship to have a fighting chance.
Yeah. Yeah. Or
you know,
get good at attempting things inside cars.
Yeah.
Where the dog can't get in.
Gotta tear the bumper off.
Yeah, you gotta get yourself a Suburban or a nice minivan.
Well, my back seat of my truck is big enough for
there
us.
There you go. All right. Sounds perfect. So hot. That's great. Yeah.
Janebo, right. How did we come up to a stranger? Were you listening on headphones and he said, "What are you listening to?" Like, I don't know how, unless you had like a sticker or something, like, I don't know how that starts.
I was eavesdropping. He was working at the airport that day, and I was eavesdropping, and he was wearing a lab coat, and I heard him say something about free beer and hot wings, and I said, "What the hell are you doing behind the bar in a lab coat?"
Probably one of our doctors flying. Violating HIPAA laws.
Wearing a lab coat working behind the bar?
At the airport?
What world do you live in?
Okay, so you've got a local airport. So you're being served by Dr. Beer, and you're having yourself a Kentucky breakfast stout.
I went to the wrong terminal, and he knew I was going to the wrong terminal.
Okay.
Now, Houston, and he said, "Are you involved with anybody?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Can I have your number?" So I gave him my business card, but I hadn't proofed my business card and didn't realize the marketing director had my phone number wrong.
Oh, whoops.
He'd been trying to call me, and then he tried to email me, and he had fat fingers and typed it wrong, and he's like, "Who the hell gives out fake business cards? I'm calling free beer and hot wings."
He had to think you were ditching him, you're so prepared to ditch people, you had business cards made for a fake thing.
He still tracked you down, though, with a fake phone number and a wrong email?
Well, she's
he's a psycho.
She's got a dog that moves like a glacier.
So, he said I was going to call Free Beer and Hot Wings and put it out there. Hey, the lady who gave me a fake business card, can you call me?
He knows us. We'd have so been on board for that search. I mean, we found a woman with a toilet seat.
Yeah,
we can do anything.
Yeah, we make things happen.
Do you think now, after hearing this, you might be willing to curb some of the privileges your dog has?
Well, I thought this was going to go different for me because I know that you guys have owned English Bulldogs and you know how stubborn they are. They're not very trainable.
They're idiotic, drooling cinder blocks.
Obviously, Hot Wings didn't have one.
They're the dumbest dogs in the world.
That's so mean.
I know.
It's going to be very hard for him, like a huge adjustment.
Yeah. I mean, you're still going to swab his skin flaps, right? I mean, you're still going to do all that intimate stuff.
You got his anal glands.
I mean, he's going to know you care about him.
I can't tell if you're talking about the dog or the guy.
Both. Maybe both.
Wait, do they both have skin flaps that need to be swabbed?
I don't know. I'm not sure about his anal glands.
We are getting up there in age.
I don't know. Well, you know, I mean, you don't have to cut the dog out entirely. You just got to, like, wean him off, like, certain, like, I don't know. Find a way to occupy him for the 3 minutes you guys are lovemaking, you know, like just like throw him, like, grab, you know, get a bin of new toys or something. Get a meat stick.
Get some of those, get some tramadol or whatever they give dogs to get them muscle relaxers. Yeah, he has trouble in cars. Not really. He has trouble when I'm getting boned, but don't tell the vet that.
Yeah.
This person had some advice. He's like, "Why don't you dope him up with some Benadryl before I come over?"
And I'm
like,
"What?
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah, sure."
What?
This guy,
I really thought this was going to go my way.
He's going to have to expand his boundaries a little bit as well. He needs to understand where you're coming from. But I think there's somewhere to meet in the middle.
That dog has intimate needs too.
What's your dog's name? Cuck?
I would tell you, but then everybody would know who I am because everybody knows the dog.
Okay.
Does your dog have an Instagram?
He does.
He does.
My dog is, everybody knows him from Grand Haven to Allendale to Grand Rapids.
Oh, man.
Okay, all right.
He's a famous dog.
Oh, man. He's got a reputation.
It's the dog from Mack Trucks. I knew it. All right, Janebo, good luck. Give us an update somewhere down the road, like your wedding or probably not.
Okay.
Thank you, Janebo.
All right,
what a good sport. Okay. She put up with all of our crap, even when we told her she's wrong.
Yeah.
It was very nice.